Dear prospective client, before I come to my concerns about website RFPs, let me acknowledge how hard it is to find a good web design agency. I appreciate that identifying agencies to invite to tender, sorting through their proposals and interviewing the shortlist is a time-consuming and at times frustrating experience. To complicate things further, I understand that many of you have to work within large organisations that have processes in place for the selection of third-party suppliers. Some even have procurement departments dedicated to this role. Unfortunately, I've come to believe that in many cases, the very processes put in place to protect against bad buying decisions are actually preventing organisations from making the correct selection of web design agency. One issue is the documentation required from a potential supplier. Many of the questions asked are just not the kind of information that a smaller agency is able to answer. For example, many web designers do not have a policy on sustainability or financial records for the last 5 years. At Headscape, we've become used to completing this kind of detailed documentation. However, I know of many agencies that simply feel unable to complete this kind of paperwork and so do not respond to such RFPs. These are agencies that produce excellent work and are more than capable of delivering a website that fulfills the organisation's needs. It is unfortunate that organisations are missing out on these skills simply because of excessive paperwork. Although this is a serious problem, it could be argued that if an agency is not capable of completing this kind of paperwork, they're not suited to working with a large organisation. I can understand this perspective, but I do not believe it's true. Furthermore, this is not the only problem with many organisations' procurement process. A far bigger issue is that many invitations to tender specifically prevent any agency from contacting the prospective client with questions. Some organisations will not accept questions at all, while others limit questions to email so that answers can be copied to all agencies to ensure fairness. Whatever the case, limiting the communication between agency and client seriously reduces the quality of proposals. It also makes the selection process considerably harder. The production of a website is a collaborative process between client and agency. It's not something that the agency can do in isolation. No matter how good a website RFP, it certainly will leave the agency with questions. In fact, if it doesn't leave them with questions, they've probably misunderstood the brief in some way. Without asking questions as part of a two-way conversation, in preference to a stilted email thread, you're considerably less likely to receive proposals that exceed your basic requirements or impress you with their innovative approach. The supplier is restricted to providing nothing more than the bare minimum you have specifically requested. I also strongly believe that the fairness argument is fundamentally flawed. This argument suggests that if one potential supplier is given information that the other is not, this makes the process unfair. As a result, all questions and answers must be available to all parties. Although I understand the logic, I suggest the opposite is actually the case. Sharing questions posed by one agency with all is undermining the process. A big factor in selecting the right agency is to find a supplier who knows the questions to ask. Creating a website is about understanding the organisation and its users. This involves asking the right questions and knowing what to do with that information. By sharing those questions and answers with all suppliers, you remove one of the best ways of separating the wheat from the chaff. Finally, a big part of selecting an agency is chemistry. Because of the collaborative approach that lies at the heart of the web design process, it's vital that both parties work well together. If you cannot speak with a supplier until the interview stage, it means that many suppliers may be dismissed when in fact they would have been a perfect cultural fit. Many of the best websites are born out of a lively, impassioned conversation between client and designer. If those conversations don't take place early, they become increasingly hard to introduce later. I understand that you probably have little control over these processes, but I would encourage you to do what you can the next time you write a website RFP. The unfortunate truth is if you do not, you're going to end up with a website that ticks all the boxes, but is unlikely to inspire anybody.